It means a lot to have you here, so I'm inviting you back. I hope you have a beautiful day, and like I learned last time, Naganj, or later.
Words and Culture is made possible with funding from SiriusXM through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. Words and Culture is produced by Kim Wheeler. Kaylin Belair is our audio engineer and editor.
Onigiwahi.
Gigawabamin. Soko seni denit e minen yujihina.
Ekose.
Kakawuddao. We'll see you again.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit SCWIST.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
This is Bird Note. Your eye may be drawn to the gorgeous male wood duck, but it's the call of the less colorful female you'll hear. She gives a loud while in flight. Her call tells the male where his mate is, and that's important as the pair stays together through much of the winter and spring. Although you're less likely to hear it, the male responds with this call. In summer, though, once the female is on the nest, the male deserts her. Wood ducks are among a small number of North American waterfowl that nest in cavities in fairly large trees located in forested wetlands. They usually find a hole where a large branch is broken off and the heartwood is rotted out. However, wood ducks are adapting rather well to humans, and in winter they can be found in many city parks, where they accept handouts along with resident mallards. The ability of wood ducks to modify their behavior and accept our presence bodes well for their future. Many are now nesting in large boxes we provide for them. If you'd like to build a nest box for a wood duck, find plans on our website or share a photograph of one of these gorgeous ducks at birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
Nice to meet you.
Sens liep to the heat lost him in the dark.
CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Extreme heat is not just a threat to people. It can also be dangerous for pets. And to stay safe during a heat wave, animals need many of the same protections humans do. On a hot day, keep your dogs and cats out of the sun and provide them with plenty of water. If you go for a walk, try to do it in the morning or evening when temperatures are cooler. And never leave your pet in a parked car on a hot day. Temperatures in a vehicle can quickly reach more than 100 degrees, even with the windows cracked, putting the animal in serious danger. And even when you take precautions, keep an eye on your pets for signs of distress. Dogs, for example, might have trouble breathing and seem weak, with glazed eyes and a rapid heartbeat. Some breeds, like boxers and pugs, as well as Persian cats, have short muzzles that make it harder to cool down by panting, so they can be even more vulnerable to the heat. If you suspect that your pet may be overheating, immediately seek emergency veterinary care. As the climate continues to warm, extreme heat will become much more common worldwide. But by taking a few precautions, pet owners can help keep their furry friends safe and happy all summer. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Betty Levitt, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Adam Cullen, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on 90.1 FM or on the web at cjsf.ca.
Hi, this is Hillary Scott, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hey, you're listening. Should I say I'm Jan Orden?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Tune in for Who Knows What Music I'll Bring to You at 6 a.m. on Wednesdays. You'll hear On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc right here on 90.1 FM, CJSF, Simon Fraser University Campus Radio.